Good evening, everybody. This is Winfrey of the Don and Win Show. My co-host Don is buried under his computer, so he's asked me to start the show myself tonight. So I welcome you to another Saturday night. And I thought for this evening I would introduce Don's new helper. But she has been working side by side with Don and helping take the load off. So he's not as crazy as he always used to be. So do I have Michelle?
Yes, I'm here.
Michelle, so nice to have you on the air. This isn't the air, is it? This is the internet line. How long have you been working with CBS?
Since November of last year.
November? And what's your birthday?
Oh, I'm an Aries.
An Aries. When's your birthday?
April 17th, 1969. Ooh, now you know how old I am.
Not only me, but everyone that listens. And how did you meet John?
I was waitressing when I met him and Doug, and they came in. I waited on them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
In what city?
Here in Paradise.
You work in Paradise? Or you did?
Well, yeah.
At which restaurant?
At the Smoky Mountain Steakhouse.
Wow. All that heavy meat, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And were you into metaphysical things at that time?
Yes, I was.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how'd you get started in being interested in metaphysical stuff?
Oh, I don't know. It happened a long time ago. Trying to, I don't know, different things. I guess crystals were the first thing that interested me.
You don't live in Paradise, do you?
No, I live in Chico.
You know, there's a magazine.
I'm sorry, what?
You know, Mystical Web? Magical Web?
Uh-huh.
You do?
The magazine?
Yeah.
I've heard of it.
Did you know that in Chico?
There are a couple of different magazines in Chico.
Yeah.
But no, I've been meaning to look into them, but I haven't yet.
Mhm. So did you ever have your astrology chart done?
No, not really.
You know what? I can tell our audience really appreciates you tonight. You know that?
Oh, well, that's good.
It's nice to have a feminine woman. On the Don and Win Show.
Aw.
Because Don and I are so cantankerous.
It's nice to listen. Usually I don't get to hear you because it's turned down.
Oh, you don't get to listen?
Mm-mm. No, I'll need to get a little headset so I can listen.
You should. So what are your duties over at CBS?
Well, I work the radio station, putting on the guests and the hosts and their calls.
Did Don teach you how to do that?
Yes, yeah.
You had no background?
No. It's a whole brand new experience for me. It's actually kind of fun learning all new things.
But you haven't converted to being a vegetarian yet, have you?
No. No, I haven't. I've been considering it, though. It's not even a consideration. It's more like, you know, I really don't eat a lot of meat anyway. But, you know, your body is just like, I don't know, it's just listening to your body and what it wants, I guess.
Did you ever do anything else in your life prior to waitressing?
Prior to what?
Waitressing.
Oh, I've been a bookkeeper. I've worked in offices before. And a lot of different offices.
Is Don a good boy?
Yes, he is.
He is?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get to meet his kids?
Oh, yeah, the whole family. They're all wonderful. He has four beautiful children and a beautiful wife.
Mm-hmm. So you get to listen to some of the shows.
Yeah, it's wonderful to be able to hear the shows.
What's your favorite show?
You know, I really honestly couldn't pick a favorite. There are so many, so many that I really enjoy listening to.
We ought to have you on sometime as a guest host.
Sure.
A guest host.
That would be fun.
Don and I could be like Howard Stern. You could be, who's that woman that Howard Stern's in line?
Oh, I don't watch the program.
I'm glad. He has this one lady in the background who is always kind of like, he's the tough guy. She's very nice person. Kind of directing. So where's Don? Is he ready yet?
He is not ready. He's still working on the other stream.
Is he going to come on tonight?
Probably. He looks like he's concentrating.
I mean, I could start something without him. Did you ever hear of the idea of, since you've been on the show, did you ever hear of the idea of star seeds or wanderers?
A little bit. It's interesting to me.
You know what it means?
No, I haven't really researched it.
Well, it means that, you know, when people come into this dimension, no matter how they get here, once they're here, they forget everything. And that they came from many different lifetimes, sometimes from different, oh, you could say, higher dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
And then they chose to come in here and take on a body, and they forget why they're here. But they really came to help this realm, because this realm has been really screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
So, until they find their, you know, their real purpose, they don't feel like they fit in or belong. Think that fits you?
Yeah, that seems like it would make sense.
Yeah. It's like, you know, they're brought up in their families, and they're brought up in certain ways.
And they don't quite fit.
And they don't fit. That, you know, the things, their families expect them to get married or to get certain kinds of jobs. And, you know, it's all about security in the world. And not that that's not important. But if you're one of those people that came from a higher dimension, no matter what you do, it doesn't fit.
Mm.
You know, it's like boring, or you kind of understand it all, or, you know, it's like you're repeating something that's familiar. And until you find something which is kind of gets all your fuses operating,
mm-hmm.
like some person working, like somebody that would work for BBS would probably have to be a wanderer, because it would fascinate them to work there. But all BBS does is bring forth stuff, you know, that a wanderer would say, wow, this is really
good. Yes.
Now, do we have a call coming?
Oh, we do have a call.
You want to answer it?
They're there.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
The program is on and I cannot hear Wynn. He is just not coming across at all.
Wynn, can you speak up?
Speak up?
This is Mrs. Newsom.
Oh, hi, Elby. Can you hear me now?
Hi. I can't hear you.
Now somebody else? Let me pick up my other phone. I'll pick up the landline. I'm portable. And see if it's any better. Hang on a second, Hildy.
Hello?
Hello, are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Wynn?
Is this better?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Wait a second, let me turn the other one off. Hello?
Wynn, can you speak up?
Ask Hildy if she can hear me better now.
Hildy, are you there? Hello, are you still there?
Me?
No, Hildy.
I'm here.
All right, I'm not sure. She hasn't hung up.
She hasn't?
Hello, are you there? Yes.
Ah, there she is.
Hildy, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hello, Hildy.
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me on the computer? Not on the phone.
Oh. Well, I think she said yes, that she could hear you better now.
All right. You know, I think there's a way for you to turn up your volume.
Yeah, I do have you turned up now.
Oh, you did? Was I down a little bit?
No, not really.
No. Did you ever read the story of what happened to me?
No, I haven't.
No? What happened to me was, you know who Edgar Cayce is?
A little bit, yes.
You know, I was writing the book about this guy who's the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And in the book, it was bringing forth these messages from other dimensions. And it was the first time that I had ever, like, read information from other dimensions, you know, from channeled material that I ever took seriously. And then while I was writing the book, I had a new personal relationship, and she suddenly started channeling, and they started talking to me.
Wow.
And I was asking, the information in the book was pretty far out. It was like explaining how evolution works and how reincarnation works and why it works that way. And it was directly from the horse's mouth. It was the way it described it was that every human goes through all these lifetimes in reincarnation, but every time they come here, they forget everything. And if they go after enough lifetimes, like maybe thousands, they end up graduating from this realm, and they go to a higher realm. And that the souls that graduated would all get together and team up, so there'd be millions and billions of souls that were graduated, and they would act as helpers for planets who were going through lower levels. So who was talking to this guy was one of the major helpers for our planet, who said their name was Ra, and they explained how they worked, and then explained what was happening on our planet. So when my friend suddenly started channeling out of the clear blue sky, I was asking all these questions about what I put in the book, and they were giving me the same answers as I had written in the book.
Oh, wow.
And she didn't know that. So one of the things they were saying, and she gets really far out, is that our planet is going through the end of the cycle, the end of a 75,000-year cycle, and that there's going to be a graduation, like where people were going to have the opportunity to get out of this realm. And this was a rare opportunity in the planet's cycle for people to do that. And that both of these group souls were, you know, the voice through my girlfriend and the voice that was coming through David Wilcock, who was Edgar Cayce, were both saying the same thing. And so I started to think, maybe I've got it right. Maybe this is the way it's really going to work. You know, when you have a voice talking to you, it's kind of like pretty mysterious. Like you say, where is this coming from? How do you know you can trust it? How do you know they're positive? How do you know she's not making it up? You know, it's like when it, you know, you can read about it, you don't understand it, what it means, but when it happens to you personally, it's a really different kind of story. I think Don's got a copy of my book. If this fascinates you, ask him to loan it to you.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You know, because this is like, you know, I believe that, like, what religion were you brought up in? I shouldn't ask that on the air, but you don't, you know.
Oh, I don't mind. My church was a family church, the Reorganized Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Oh.
We split from the Mormons.
I know all about that. That was started by Joseph Smith before, right?
Yeah. And I'm from Montana, is where my family moved after that.
So guess who was talking to me through my girlfriend?
Oh, really?
The Elohim. And they said they were the same Elohim that was talking to Joseph Smith. You better write the website down and look it up, okay?
Okay.
Because it actually connects quite a bit. Because I asked a lot of questions about Mormons because, you know, they said they were talking to Joseph Smith. So I had the opportunity to ask them every question I could think of. And so, in fact, one of the things they said in the channelings that was very interesting, and this probably, you'll find this interesting probably to think about, is the reason they had the Elohim started the Mormon church with Joseph Smith was because, you know how I said people from higher dimensions or souls would come into this dimension? And they all get lost when they come here because they have no memory. Okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So the Elohim wanted to create a church where they would try to remind people who they really were so that Elohim souls could come into this realm and incarnate. And so they said that like 30% of Mormons, and I'm sure that includes Reorganized, were Elohim in a body. But then like all religions, you know, after it gets away from the origin, it starts to think they actually came here to lift this realm, to make the whole planet go to a higher vibration, not to be special. But once they got here, because they were, they don't know that once they're here. So it happens with all religions. They start to think there's a special religion.
Yeah. Well, it's the nature of the beast, isn't it?
The nature of the beast. And so you should look up my website. It's called conversationswithmygirlfriend.com.
Okay.
And it tells the story, and it has all these messages from the Elohim posted on it. So if I'm correct, when you read their words, you'll feel a resonance.
Okay.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
You know? And that's really interesting. I actually, I have
A caller.
We're provoking somebody, huh?
Hang on just a second.
Okay, really.
Hello, are you there, caller?
Yes.
Do we have a caller?
Yes.
Who is that?
This is Annie in Idaho.
Annie in Idaho? Hi, Annie. Are you listening to our conversation?
I think I dialed the wrong number. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Well,
that's Annie in Idaho, on the air and off the air. Okay. So, you still go to church?
No, I stopped going when I was very young.
Did you? How about your parents?
No, actually, I used to go by myself.
Really? Were your parents Reorganized Church?
No, my great-grandfather was actually a preacher and an elder in our church.
Uh-huh.
It was a family thing.
Now, what's the difference, if you don't mind, because I'm curious about this myself, what is the difference formally in the way the Reorganized Church operates compared to the regular church?
Well, you know, I'm not versed on how the regular church operates. We had the Bible, we had the Book of Mormon, and the Doctrine and Covenants were the books that they, I guess, that we used.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, maybe not obviously, but there were not multiple marriages. They changed some of the food allowances. Mostly it was, they taught moderation, anything in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the Mormons, they just ban, like, caffeine and
they're
different
very strict,
things.
Right?
Yeah.
I see. So they still, they recognize the Book of Mormon and Moroni and all of that stuff.
Yes. Well, my church did.
Your church does. You don't have the big temples, though, right?
No, it was in Deer Lodge, Montana. It's a very small church.
Is that where it's organized at right now?
Hmm?
Is there central...
Well, no, I'm not. I'm saying the only thing I know about the religion is my personal church, and that's where it was.
Oh, in Montana.
Mm-hmm.
But do they have a central office somewhere?
Yeah, I believe so, but I've never been there.
But I think that church was established in Nauvoo, Illinois.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I know that there are a number of them. I'm not sure where the first was or where the main offices are.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is really interesting. That was your church.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you got to read my words. Is Don coming on yet?
Oh, I wish. No, I'm kidding.
Huh?
He just went upstairs. He's still, I'm not sure. He's still working on that. The second stream, getting it going.
I see.
We're having streaming issues on it.
Does he have does he have somebody scheduled for that second stream?
Yeah, but we're going to have to postpone it until next week.
I see.
The stream keeps cutting out for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
My coat.
Is that Don back there?
Yes.
Is he ready to join us yet?
He said 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have things to talk about for 5 minutes now.
Okay.
Okay?
What are we talking about?
I don't know. We have to come up with a topic. So, how old were you when you went to church?
You know, I went when I was very young. I went to different churches, I guess, trying to figure out why it was that, who was right, because it seemed, in my family, my father's family, there were different churches, and I was very curious as to why some churches thought that they had the answer. So I was looking for, I guess, that church.
You know, you're exactly like Joseph Smith.
Hmm.
Remember that?
Oh, uh-uh. No, I don't know that much about him.
I mean, Joseph Smith was looking for the right church, and couldn't find one.
Exactly. I figured that out young, and
yeah.
It's, I believe in being spiritual. I don't believe in any religion, per se.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's the right way to be. I think that what happens is, you know, having experience of talking to other dimensions and talking to these voices that say they're the Elohim, because this is still going on for me. And by the way, you know, in the course of all these conversations with the Elohim, they've actually done miracles.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they've actually predicted newspaper headlines. So, I mean, they actually even guided me to a Mormon church and had me introduce myself.
Oh, wow.
To a bishop by street name. Okay? And I'm not a Mormon. I never will be one, and I won't be any religion, but, you know, I'm too into my own self-realization, you know?
Right. Well, that seems to be really the only true, the only truth is within yourself, and you, in my opinion, you cannot find that. Never mind.
Well, you can't find it by believing in something. You can learn from other people. And, you know, how can I say it? You can learn from other people's experiences. You can learn from other people's connections, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, but you have to make it your own.
But only with contact.
If you're just repeating what somebody else says, you don't know it in your heart, you know?
Right. Well, that's where truth is, isn't it?
That's right. So, but you know, on the other hand, you can learn from other people, because if it's really coming from the right place, it'll actually wake you up.
Right.
You know, it won't say believe in this, but it'll wake you up and you'll feel more of who you are.
Right.
Or, you know, it'll deepen your own connection.
Yeah. Well, we recognize the truth when we are exposed to it, and there are seeds of truth throughout all of those religions.
So have you read books that have influenced you?
Yeah, quite a few.
Like, what's a good book that you read?
My favorite is The Art of Loving.
The Art of Loving? Who wrote that?
Eric Fromm.
Eric Fromm. That's what I was going to say. That's an older book. It's been around for a long time. Right?
Yeah, it has. It's a wonderful book.
So you must be a romantic, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Are you in love?
No. Well, I am love.
You are love. You have a good answer. I'm asking you all the terrible questions, and you're doing very well, you know.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm trying.
I bet you we get a bunch of emails. Listen, you guys, if you want Michelle on in the future, email Don and say, we love Michelle, okay? And then we'll call it the Win and Michelle Show. Right? Or the Win, Michelle, and Don Show. Or maybe it'll be the Michelle, the Don, and Win Show. All right?
Sure.
So what's another book that you read?
Well, I've read a lot of Osho.
Osho?
Mm-hmm.
Osho is that guy. He's good.
Yeah.
He was in that city, Oregon, right?
Oh, I don't know. It's all over.
Rajneesh was his name, right?
I'm not sure. It's just Osho, I guess.
Yeah. I think he also went by the name of Rajneesh, and he had a spiritual community.
Yes.
In Oregon.
Yeah, I believe so.
I believe so. And he is a very, very loving, funny guy.
Yeah.
I know. I read some of his stuff. And who else did you read?
I'm like frantically thinking, trying to think of.
I'm really putting you on the spot.
I know. It's like.
You're doing good, though.
Thank you.
You are doing really. By the way, you have a really good voice for the public.
Oh, thank you.
No?
What?
Yes.
Huh?
Hello?
You're on the background.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. He thought I was talking to him.
Oh. Did you read Autobiography of a Yogi?
Have I read it?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
That was a good book. Did you read Krishnamurti?
No, I haven't read that one either. Maybe you should send me a list. I would love that.
I should send you a list?
Uh-huh.
We'll start out with my book first.
Okay.
The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. That's a big book. So when you finish that, I will add other books to the list. In fact, there's some books that are on the Internet that you can download for free that are excellent.
Oh, yeah, I've been, actually, last week, I downloaded several. I just can't think of, I haven't read them yet, so they were just very interesting. Oh, let's see if I can do this without dropping them. Hang on a second. Caller, we have a caller?
Yes. How are you doing this evening?
Hi, who are we speaking to?
This is Gail in Tennessee.
Is she patched in, Michelle?
Yes. Can you not hear?
Huh?
What's your name?
Gail.
Yes. Hi, Gail.
Hi.
Thank you for checking in.
Yes.
What's inspiring
you? I thought
you?
I'd come and rescue you guys.
We don't need rescue. But that's okay.
Hi, I wanted to talk to you about the young gentleman who I'm convinced.
I think that the evidence is compelling that he is reincarnation of Edgar Cayce.
Oh, yeah. Well...
And I just kind of was wondering, you know, he made all the late night talk shows, Coast to Coast and all of them, and then all of a sudden, it got, you know, like so much of the time, if they're sounding too much the way people will have to change their belief systems, religious belief systems, we kind of make them go away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this man was so irrefutably and so eerily canny, the fact that of all the correlations to him and Edgar Cayce, mm-hmm. they had to get him off the talk show circuit. What do you feel about that?
Well, you know I wrote the book, right?
I know. Mm-hmm.
Did you read the book?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. You know, he is irrefutably Edgar Cayce, and I think the answer to that is somewhat complex.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things is that by writing the book, I thrust him out into the limelight, maybe slightly prematurely for his own level of maturity. And, you know, he's pretty young. And,
yes.
And it's the real story here, even though he's Edgar Cayce, the bigger story is the messages coming through him, the raw messages, and this integration between this side and the other side,
right,
that he's representing. And, you know, it's a huge, huge responsibility.
Yes, it is.
To be able, like Edgar Casey himself, if you really read in between the lines of Edgar Casey, you'll find that Edgar Casey had people around him that protected his energy.
Uh-huh.
He was very low-key. He never tried to get in the limelight. And,
no. He's a very soft-spoken man.
And he was also, you know, somewhat, if, you know, I put this in the book, and if you read the book, you might remember where Edgar Casey was a little not so happy to be doing what he was doing.
Mm-mm.
He did it because he had to do it because it was such a high service and he knew it was real. But, you know, he didn't get any ego gratification from it because everything that he did happened while he was sleeping.
And actually it was the death of him finally, too.
Yeah.
It took so much out of him.
Yeah. And so...
But he gave of humanity.
Exactly. And he was also fit to, you know, subject to fits of anger and subject to, how can I say it, you know...
Well, because he was drained. What do we do when we're drained of our energy?
Right, being around people. So
we get angry.
David, you know, I speak for myself. I'm not speaking for David because David
right.
speaks for but, you know, my take on it is that David also was very wary of getting caught in that this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And by putting him out as Edgar Casey, it almost put more demand
than he was ready to handle.
He prefers to put himself out as a scientist, as a spiritual researcher,
mm-hmm.
and I think as a channeler second. That's even though, it's, in my opinion, ultimately, it's his channelings that will be the most important contribution that he makes.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons I wrote the book. Because,
and he'll be there when we need him.
Yeah, because I felt that the channelings were the most important and that I would take the responsibility to do that. But when he was on Coast to Coast even before it was out that he was Edgar Casey.
I know.
And he never said he was Edgar Casey.
I know.
He never told that story. And then
modest.
Pardon me?
Modest.
Well, I don't think modesty is it. I think it's, again, it would create too much expectation. Like, for example, maybe everyone would think he knew all the answers. And
if you're Edgar Casey coming back, you would have these apprehensions.
You would have what?
These apprehensions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And in fact, he didn't even want the book to come out.
Yeah.
And
I got to do it different this time.
Yeah. So we fought, and I finally convinced him, and I was right, that the book would really create a high service. And that by using the Edgar Casey story, then it would attract attention to the message.
Right.
And also, of course, we have two chapters in the book of David's scientific stuff, so it gave that attention also. So how did you like the book? How did you respond to it?
I liked it.
Yeah?
Especially after I really started listening to him on the different talk show circuits.
Yeah.
You know, it always seems to make a completion of a story when you can listen to the person that the book is written about.
Yes.
Then it's just like this completion to the whole thing. And then you can set back and you can form your opinions one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Since you did have direct contact with him and everything, and we all know the earth changes that our sleeping prophet talked about, where he sees all these earth changes coming, which I think are not very far off at this point. But does the new young Edgar Casey still, when you talk to him privately, does he still share the same thoughts that the old Edgar did?
Well, let me ask you a question. Have you listened to BBS before?
All the time.
Have you listened to our show?
Mm-hmm.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the story about my girlfriends?
Mm,
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
You know, what happened was, you know, see, I didn't talk about this while I was writing the book because it was so crazy, mm-hmm. but I had two personal relationships in a row that suddenly started channeling, and the voices identified themselves as both Ra and the Elohim, mm-hmm. and I was asking all these questions. So at first, I thought, you know, in writing the book, I had learned that there was this great potential for negative to come through, and I thought maybe there's something negative here that's trying to block me or put wrong information out.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and plus, I mean, put yourself in my position. I'm writing this book which pushes the limits of reality, and then suddenly, 2 years into writing it, I'm talking, I didn't look for this. It's not like I had looked for it or wanted it. It happened spontaneously, and they started talking to me, and I couldn't really talk about that to other people in a public way.
Right.
Because I would lose all the credibility.
They think you as a woo-woo.
They think mm-hmm. I'm woo-woo, yeah. They mm-hmm. think I was woo-woo. They wouldn't believe my book. They think I'm like making up stories.
You know? There's been a lot of people thought I've woo-woo for years.
Yeah.
They don't think that so much anymore. They have to come back and go,
they
I thought you know
you,
that.
They thought you were you woo-woo?
Huh?
Did you say they thought you were you woo-woo?
Oh, yeah, they, some still do.
What makes you woo-woo?
Because I am a starseed.
You're a stargate.
Starseed.
Starseed.
Star child, huh?
You're a wanderer, as my book describes
mm-hmm.
it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're a person from another dimension who's come here to help.
That's correct.
Well, I believe that. You wouldn't be reading my book if you weren't and talking
yeah.
about it. So, but since you asked about Earth changes,
yeah.
You know, I had the opportunity to ask a multitude of questions about everything.
Sweet.
And, you know, I have something that's going to be the beginnings of another book, which I call Questions and Answers with the Elohim. Are you there, Michelle?
I think she left us.
She left us?
I think. Yeah, she probably wants to go help Don.
My God, you really have rescued me. They're abandoning me left and right. Now
I won't abandon you, honey. I'll hang with you.
Thank you very much. Well, in any case.
Okay.
I have something called Questions and Answers with the Elohim.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I have it correct, there are these two group souls, Ra and the Elohim.
I think you're right, yeah.
And the Ra group, which is coming through Edgar Cayce and David Wilcock, is like a big amoeba spread through the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And they are an energy, pure energy, that can come into our realm, that can help us, that can be our... They can attach themselves, or I don't know if attach themselves is the right word, they can connect with our high selves, and we know they're there. And oftentimes, the Ra group is one of the things that people recognize as God in this realm, because they don't care. They're not God as the way religion makes God out to be,
but
they are a huge energy form that's service to others, and that's who came through Edgar Cayce, and Jesus was very connected with the Ra group, and so the other group is the Elohim, and the
mm-hmm.
Elohim is outside of our universe. They don't flow in it like the Ra group does. They are outside, and we're part of the original creation of this realm.
So I was going to say the Elohim is even higher than the Ra group.
Well,
if I don't want to say higher.
I don't know if higher is the right word. They're different, but
on the hierarchical level.
In a conversation with the Ra group, they said the Elohim was of a higher vibration than that.
Yes, but that's why I'm looking for, a higher vibration,
And I suspect the Ra group is where they are because they choose to be, because it's their highest service to
mm-hmm.
take that function of being inside the universe.
Mm-hmm.
They can do things and help in ways that the Elohim can't help.
Mm-hmm.
Which is outside the universe.
Right.
So what happened was I started having these conversations with a voice that said they were the Elohim. And believe me, I did not believe it when it first happened. It was something that I had to study. I tape recorded all the conversations. I said, can this be real? I asked them question after question after question. And over a period of, you know, about a year and a half, I finally said, this has got to be the real thing. And I have a little booklet out, which I send people for free. It's called Questions and Answers with the Elohim. It has a whole chapter on earth changes.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a chapter on who the Elohim are, how they operate, how they created this realm, how to connect with them. It talks about them, their relationship with the Ra group, and earth changes and ascension.
Now, can we back up for a second? Maybe I missed that point. But when you was receiving all this information from the Ra group and the Elohim, was your female friend the one that they were channeling through, and
they're
you were asking
through
the questions through her, or
yeah,
what?
I mean, the way the story goes, and if you go up to my website, it's called conversationswithmygirlfriend.com.
I've been there.
Yeah. I mean, what happened was, I had a new friend. We were taking a drive from Los Angeles to Portland, and we were in Northern California, and it was pouring rain, and I did a little prayer, like the way I call in the light at the end
mm-hmm.
of the show. And at the end of the prayer, like a joke, I looked up and I said, does anybody want to talk to me? And they answered, and suddenly we were having a conversation with a voice coming through her. And
but it was not her voice.
Well, at first I thought it was. I thought she was making it up. They didn't say they were the Elohim. They didn't say anything.
Right.
They just were chatting with me, and then it stopped. And we were on our way to Portland, Oregon.
Uh-huh.
We stayed at a hotel in Portland. 3 days later, I said, well, do you want to try that again? And we tape recorded the conversation.
Uh-huh.
And now, you know, they said, my friend was from another dimension. She came here to bring these messages. I was supposed to help her feel grounded. And then I asked them, I said, you know, how do I know she's not schizoid and making this up? Can you guys predict a newspaper headline? And then they went and predicted a newspaper headline, and the headline came about. And so then, you know, for the next 6 months, I mean, this is a pretty wild story. For the next 6 months, they're talking to me and talking to me, and I'm asking every question. And then my sister had lupus, and I asked them, can you tell me something to help my sister's health? And they said, your sister is going to face a decision where she's going to have to choose whether to live or to die in 3 months. 3 months later, her husband calls me and says, Joanne's going in the hospital. They discovered this big cancer tumor, and they don't think she's going to make it.
Uh-huh.
So then I asked them if they could help, and they said they would. And so my sister survived the operation, and I'm actually thinking that it's a coincidence. But a few weeks later, she had to go in for tests, and the nurse said, the cancer's gone, but there's something wrong with the test because your lupus has disappeared. And so they tested her again and again, and her lupus was gone. So,
Well, they helped, I'd say.
I would say so.
Yeah.
And then the person... You know, I'm not going to tell the whole story. I've told it a little bit at various times on the show, but this had been going on now. She left me, and then I saw my old friend, and they suddenly came through her and said they never left me, that what I was doing was really important, and that I could reach them through her.
Mm-hmm.
So, if anyone wants to read what these voices have been saying, you can email me, and I'll send you this absolutely for free. I believe it's that important to put in the world. And please share it with other people. It's called Questions and Answers with the Elohim. Email me at winfree@yahoo.com. WINNFREE@yahoo.com. You're not going to get on a spam list. I may send you other things of interest in the future. But, you know, it's not to, the goal is not to sell you stuff. You can buy something if you want, but to just, there's an explanation for what's happening on our planet that's not easily available, And it's not very hard to find credibility. Don, be quiet a second. I'm going to remember something.
Well, you know, I think this is a prime example of when the student's ready, the teacher will appear.
I'm here.
And sometimes
that?
Those teachers aren't necessarily on planet. They
it
might
seems
be
I
off
came
border.
Right in time.
So the other thing I wanted to say, just before we get back, you know, before we get back to Don and Wynn,
yes.
is that, you know, we started doing these conference calls about a year ago, and I asked the Elohim if they would be on the call and monitor and help people, and they said they would. So we've been doing this for a year, and we've had a multitude of miraculous events happen for people that have been checking into the call. So I want to put that out. So if any of you are interested in coming in and listening, we read their channelings. That's all we do. We read their channelings on the call, and then we kind of do a prayer therapy.
Uh-huh.
Email me, again, winfree@yahoo.com, and I'll send you the access number for this conference call.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so please follow up on that.
Certainly will. I hope everyone else does, too.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, Darren. I guess I'll let you and Don finish up the evening.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
So, Don, what's our topic for tonight?
Well,
we don't even have time to get into a good argument.
Yeah.
We could find a way. Let's think of a way. We got 10 minutes, right?
Well, we've got a few minutes. You know, I was a little busy with the other schedule. We have, that new schedule. We have new equipment and things are, you know, I'm running 4 broadband VoIP connections, so you have to have, with 4 different boxes, you need 4 different Ethernet connections, and then it just goes on and on and on. So we're finally getting through it, and it seems to be up and running now. So that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
The little things here and there, but I figure within the next few days we'll have it perfect. I just need to now set the parametric equalizers and the parabolic equalizers. We have some notch filters or a filter piece of equipment that takes out hums,
mm-hmm.
ground noises, and so we can notch that. And once that's all connected, we're ready to go.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Michelle is excellent.
Thank you.
She has a wonderful voice. She's really loving. And when we get stuck on her show, we should invite her back again.
Well, that's why we brought her to BBS. She's fabulous. She does a wonderful job, very pleasant. And she's, a great demeanor.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know, when you and I are going to have to get over on the new schedule here after we're done. Of course, Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show is going to be up next. But you and I are going to be on the other stream, okay, Wynn, if you don't mind?
The 6:30 stream?
Correct. You and I are going to get on there, and we're going to gab until the darn thing works, like old times. Remember when we set up this system?
You mean right now?
Well, once we're done this show, we'll get Dr. Bell on, and then we'll go over there, and you and I will just start testing and screaming and yelling and doing whatever we do until the darn thing works. How's that?
You're not changing our schedule, are you?
No, I just need to figure this darn machinery out once and for all, and it's got so many parts to it, I can't, yeah?
You need someone to test, right?
I need you, babe. I've got you.
So what time is it? We have 5 minutes, right?
We've got 4 minutes before we have to close off,
I see.
I apologize to the audience, I know you guys love to come and hear Don and Wynn, and I apologize for not being a regular on my own show. And
you're irregular, Don.
Yes, but that I think we'll have things back to normal again next week. And
guess what?
Yes.
We're never going to get things back to normal, Don. Don't you know that?
That's the beauty of PBS radio.
There's no normal. Where did you get
right.
that idea?
Yeah, there's no normal here. You know, we had some, I was having some great chats in the last few days with some wonderful people. And,
Hey, Don, we might have something very special on next week.
Well, I know March 10th we have Daniel Jacobs.
Yes.
From Reconnections.
Next week, we may have Relationship X.
Relationship X.
Yeah. We don't want to use the old word, okay?
Yeah, that was too blasé.
Too blasé, right?
Yeah. We need something more cachet.
If you were on the line earlier, you got into it.
Right, what's that?
If you were on the line earlier, we might have done a live channeling, okay? We might have, I don't know. Is Relationship X on the line?
Hi.
Relationship X is on the line. Hi, Relationship X. You know, I'm glad he's not naming my kids.
It was not my choice of a alias.
We could make up another alias now.
You know what? Let's leave that up to your audience. Why not let the audience give her a name?
I'm not going to let the audience take control. Jeez.
Let them give her a name.
I don't think so.
Anything's better than Relationship X.
How about Marissa?
I mean, that doesn't
Marissa?
Even...
Marissa.
Marissa?
Yeah.
Well, now you want to give her a phony name, and I thought you wanted to give her some pseudo-hip euphemism or something.
Like the Blue Angel?
Well, that works.
Angel One.
Angel One. Hey, the Angel One is about to lift off.
Angel One. Okay. So...
So we're going to be talking with Angel One next week, huh?
And we may have one heck of a message coming through.
I would love that. In
we don't
fact,
know for sure. We'll just
Angel X, would you be willing
Angel
to join
one,
us?
Angel One.
Angel One, would you be willing to join us on the other stream while we get things fixed?
I'd be delighted to.
Good.
And Angel One, actually my fifth grade teacher was Barbara Angeloni.
Angeloni.
She was a love, and she spelled her name A-N-G-E-L-O-N-E. And so this, I don't even know if she's still in the body, but this is in honor of my fifth grade teacher who really...
That's phenomenal. I always knew Oscar had a first name.
So, I think it's time to call in the light, Don.
I think it is. And again, we're going to be on the late night stream here right after this. I would... In about 15 minutes, we'll connect up on the late night stream, and the three of us will start screaming, hollering, channeling.
No, we're not going to do any channeling. No.
But I will. Let's close up.
But I do want to tell you guys, if you happen to be, do you still have the Council of 12 channeling posted, Don?
I'm not sure. Probably somewhere. But we need to close off because Dr. Fred Bell's health science. You notice how I always say the name without. Interrupting myself, except for just that once. Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show is coming up next, so we got to close.
Okay, so this is our closing invocation, just to, for all of us on the line to have a moment of oneness, a moment of connection, and maybe a moment of connection with those interdimensional sources that really do want to connect with you, okay? So those of you that feel clear, flow, go along with the flow, and those of you that just want to analyze it, just analyze it. And those of you that want to switch to another channel, switch to another channel. But we're going to do this right now. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on the line, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and dispersed. For the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves right now in this flow of energy from the center of our galaxy through our bodies into the center of the Earth. And all of you, just imagine that for a moment. And imagine that wherever you are, anywhere, all through the United States, and maybe around the world, that those of us listening right in this moment, are joining our energies together in the higher dimensions right now, and that we are inviting all those positive sources on the other side to join with us, and that we send all this huge mass of beautiful energy to ourselves, to our loved ones, to our planet, and around the Earth for peace and love and harmony. Right now, focus on that, because we are the people that have to create that. And this is the way it's created. We'll take just one moment. Thank you for being with us on the Don and Wynn Show. And Dr. Fred Bell Show is on.
That's a tongue twister, isn't it?
I'm not going to say the whole name, Don. And also, Don, I can't be on that stream for at least 25 minutes.
All right. Well, I'll call you in 25 minutes, we'll get on the late night stream.
I have a conference call.
Not a problem. Well, I'll call you in 30 minutes.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
And to our listening audience, I love you. And again, I apologize. I will bring myself back to normal here next week. Because
Don will never bring himself to normal. That is a lie. That's a bold-faced lie. He'll bring him back to have his voice on the air, but it won't be normal.
Well, something close to normal, maybe. It's just been real busy. And again, stick around. Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show is coming right up.
I love you.